Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 31st, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released January 10th, 2003.
Gimme has a good question. Nazarene, the Pharaoh Thutmose III saw silent, foul-smelling circles of fire and flying discs in the sky in 15th century B.C. Was this a UFO sighting?
This time, Alora, we can say no. These were not UFOs. This was almost a close encounter of the worst kind for mankind. They were asteroids, or had been an asteroid, but it had broken up and burned up in the Earth's atmosphere, and the chemicals that it was made of polluted the air for quite a while. This is what the Pharaoh saw. They appeared to be discs, but they were actually fragments of the asteroid that flew over Egypt and ended up in the sea. It was still quite a phenomenon. Had they stayed in a little bit bigger pieces, people would have had a lot of problems. But this was not a UFO phenomena. It was an astrological phenomena, and it was a big one. These were seen all over the world, and they came so close in some places that people actually felt the heat of them, and they turned things brown. So these babies were really moving through the atmosphere, and they created an awful lot of pollution, and this is what the people in Egypt smelled. It was like sulfur or something like that, and it lasted for quite a while. It choked some people. This was a phenomena that, if it happened today, could be very easily mistaken for a gas attack on some country and could easily start a war. As an asteroid impact in the Earth could have been mistaken for an atomic bomb. These things have happened over and over again in history, and this was a close one.
Ow! That sure was a close call, Nazarene. Ew! And to even smell them, that was a scary thing. I'm glad the people did as well as they did after that.
True, Alora. In some areas, all life could have been suffocated.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
We're back. God, is it true on this television show in the afterlife, the Tales of the Ancient One, they now have two characters that look like our friends Kevin and Bean on KROQ in Los Angeles?
Well, actually, Alora, there are three new characters on the show because Lisa in Los Angeles is also represented. There has to be a female to balance the males in all these things. They belong to a society of spiritual warriors called the Spiritual Defenders that work with the Ancient One to fight evil all over the world. And their station is in Los Angeles. So while they're the talk show hosts, they're also spiritual warriors going out at night and fighting the creatures of darkness. It is a cute show, Alora. It takes Demetrius's stories, makes them live action, and people love it. They just love it. It's an hour show every week. It is so strange that you have a Greek, an Italian, and a French woman playing these characters of American talk show hosts, but they look exactly like your friends. It is a marvelous performance. They do a great job. This is one of the most favored shows in the afterlife, and they have got a tremendous rating boost, so they enjoy taking part in this show. I'm sure your friends won't be offended that they're so popular in the afterlife.
That's fantastic news, God. I think they'll like it all right.
We've got to send them all the power we can, Alora, so they can send it back to us.
We'll be back again.